It was an interesting day in court yesterday, and a long time coming. The matter before the court was one where police charged me personally for breaching a development condition. The alleged offence occurred on 31 July 2011, with the infringement notice being issued by a licensing police officer a month later. Even though this was about the 10th charge brought against me by Lismore Police for minor matters, with a number of those dismissed on appeal following this same magistrate's decision in those matters, the magistrate still seemed to be of the opinion that nothing untoward had occurred. He allowed video and audio material and evidence that was not time-stamped. Other material that was time-stamped and not provided to the defence was seemingly ignored. The police officer who brought the prosecution gave evidence that my Facebook accounts and I were being monitored prior to the alleged offence date, without good reason. The prosecution objected to questions seeking a reason on the basis that it related to confidential police procedures. The police officer then stated that I was being targeted on the night of the alleged offence. The police officer assisting the prosecuting officer gave evidence that Lismore's most famous narc had an arrangement with the prosecuting officer to meet him and target my business. The prosecuting officer and Lismore's most famous narc both denied any such arrangement existed. The magistrate also seemingly ignored this point, which was evident by his later comments. Lismore's most famous narc, one of Lismore City Council's security contractor employees, admitted that their role was to observe and protect the businesses and people in the area. He provided no adequate explanation as to why more than 50% of a disc containing Lismore City Council's CCTV footage was watching my business in an attempt to secure a prosecution. He seemed to be of the view that his position involved him trying to secure prosecutions against local businesses. One of Lismore City Council's senior development assessment town planners was called to give evidence in relation to a lengthy affidavit submitted by Lismore City Council to support the police in this prosecution. He provided no reason as to why various documents outlining the owner of the Big Rob's business were not included in the lengthy document. He gave considerable evidence in relation to consent being required to operate the business after midnight, but, other than in his mind, he did not direct the court to any legislation that made trading after midnight an offence. From the documentation submitted during the hearing, it was very clear that Big Rob's was not owned by me personally, but by a company I own. Business people have been using company and trust structures for many years to secure assets, protect themselves from liability, and for various other reasons. Ignoring all the technicalities involved with development applications, variations, and consents, the magistrate ignored the ownership issue and accepted that I was liable for the prosecution and found a prima facie case existed following a no-case-to-answer application made at the completion of the prosecution case. It was interesting that the magistrate made comments in relation to me believing there was a conspiracy. I challenged this and responded that I certainly did not think there was a conspiracy. However, I did make comment about being targeted, which was made clear during the prosecution case. Following the magistrate's comments, I declined to put forward a defence to the prosecution, so he found the offence proven. I also declined to make submissions on sentencing. He halved the fine from $1,500 to $750, ordered court costs of $83, and refused an application for witness costs of $344 for the Lismore City Council employee, which was made by the prosecutor. I would consider this penalty fair if I believed the prosecution was valid. An appeal will be considered on the basis that I do not own Big Rob's and should not be liable for the prosecution. Big Rob's rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can join me at facebook.com/BigRob's Oz, spelled BigRobsOz, or you can follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. This is Big Rob on 92.9 River FM.